You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Friday. You have made it. You made it through another week. You're heading to the weekend. So bless the Lord and pass the potato chips. Here we go. I'm not sure where that came from. I've never said that before in my life.
Pass the potato chips.
I don't know why that was.
Bring them over here. I'll just start chomping them.
I just pictured a weekend barbecue. I don't know. But anyway. Boomer's on the board.
I'm right here.
There you are.
Woo! Whoop. Friday. Ready for Friday.
Good stuff. You got a weekend planned?
I don't know. You know, it's just all kids stuff, so which is a great weekend.
Okay. Well, I was going to say the unplanned weekend is sometimes the best one.
Stuff's going to happen.
Last weekend, my weekend, and it was all a blessing, but at the same time, my weekend was consumed with, you know, family weddings and all kinds of stuff like that. It's like, oh, I don't think there's anything planned this weekend. Although, it is Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day.
It is indeed.
Don't forget.
Yes, you and I both have mothers and wives.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
That's right.
Blessings upon all y'all out there as Mother's Day weekend is upon Amen. You. So, hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you at 2:30. I mean, coming up here just in, you know, 20 minutes or so, Justin Bogie from the Alabama Policy Institute is going to be here. Stephanie is away at the moment. I think her daughter's graduating, actually. One of her daughters. You know, she has like 37 kids, something like that. But anyway,
there's a lot.
There's a lot. But anyway, no, Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute could not be here today, but Justin Bogie will, and we're going to talk about, he went ahead and did the sort of the refreshing research, not that the research was refreshing, but he refreshed his research on where we stand in terms of Alabama's immigration laws, and that's an important piece in today's climate. So we'll talk to Justin Bogie at 2:30, and then there's that triple dipper thing, so hit it, man.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know. So the southern border is all the rage, right? I mean, it's all the thing. I mean, it's and it should be. I'm not downplaying it. It should be the biggest news story of the day right now. And what you might want to know is, how are we interacting with that? So number one of the triple dipper is called Bama on the Border. So yeah, we do have a role. Yes, we have some things that we're doing that we need to do. And I'm going to tell you, too, in a minute you're going to hear what we've done in the past, because Bama has been on the border more than once and quite heavily. So, yeah, that's coming up. Number one, triple dipper, Bama on the border. Number two, I'm calling it military-minded. I mean, there's a bunch of y'all out there. Green suitors up here at Redstone, out at Anniston Army Depot, down yonder at Maxwell Air Force Base, and others who listen in other places. And then many of you who are actual veterans, retired from service, but you still get it. And then I got a bunch of patriots. I just know that to be a fact. So number two of the triple dipper is updates on issues related to the military. Military-minded is what I'm calling it. And then number three, ever so often, when I'm going through it, I find a strange thing being done by someone in an elected position or a bureaucrat, and you look at it and go, you can't make this stuff up. Like, really? That's what our tax dollars are going towards? That's where you're spending your time? That's what you're going to do to us next? So, yeah, number three on the triple dipper, you can't make this stuff up is what I'm calling it. All right, let me jump on over there to my comments. And I mentioned a moment ago, there's been a lot of talk about the southern border. It's all in the news, and it should be, because Title 42 lifted yesterday. And the scenes we're seeing right now from the southern border are pretty epic. I mean, it's hard to imagine something outside of a war zone seeing this many people just displace. And I will tell you, too, that in the military, a part of my training was to deal with displaced civilians, is what we call them. That's basically a refugee. And it's an amazing thing to watch the level of mass migration movement that we're seeing right there. It is an epic level of displaced civilians. But yeah, the border, the U.S. southern border, all the talk, but rightfully so. Like I said, the border crisis, and it truly is a border crisis, is having a devastating effect on the economies of communities all over the U.S., but especially on those that bear the brunt of the human tidal wave in the border regions of Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California. Those border ranches and the cities and towns of all sizes, they are truly on the front lines of a situation that was absolutely avoidable, or at the very least could have been mitigated down to a manageable level. I mean, all my life I've heard of people coming across the Rio Grande, right? Nothing like what we're seeing in the history of the United States. It's amazing. It is said that right now every state is a border state, and that's true. I have no real sympathy for folks like New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who declared his own city on the far side of the nation to be a sanctuary city. He was just virtue signaling. He didn't think it would really come down to it. Well, it has. But what that does is it plays into the narrative that truly every state is a border state, but perhaps his buyer's remorse on those words will be a wake-up call to liberals everywhere. But nonetheless, I will readily acknowledge that there is pain being experienced by New York City right now. It is real. Reports just this morning are that they have no shelter space left in New York City. They're putting illegals into hotels, and they're considering setting up tents in Central Park, all while still being a half a nation away from the southern border. I mean, Alabama's not immune as well. The illegal population is already showing up here. I-20 is known as the human trafficking corridor. Fentanyl overdoses are happening in our communities. And the Alabama National Guard has been to the southern border more than once in the last few years. Every state is a border state right now. Every state is in the process of having to help fix, help feed, help defend, help process, help arrest, help shelter, help pay for. And there was a time, though, when it was not that way. There was a time just over 100 years ago when an entirely different approach was given to dealing with incursions at our southern border, and Alabama was right smack in the thick of it. So here's the historical narrative for you. It was the month of May in the year of 1916, exactly 107 years ago this week, when the order came from the War Department to surge troops to our U.S. southern border at what was referred to as maximum strength. The men of Alabama's 1st, 2nd, and 4th Alabama Infantry Battalions and the 1st Alabama Cavalry Regiment, all of the Alabama National Guard, mobilized and departed for the southern border. You see, a civil war had been raging in Mexico for the 6 years prior to that, and the U.S. had kept its distance, believing that it was a purely Mexican affair. But then Mexican guerrilla Pancho Villa and his troops, they crossed over into Columbus, New Mexico. They raided the garrison there, killing 18 U.S. citizens and laying claims to U.S. lands. Other raids followed in Texas towns of Glen Springs and Boquillas. President Wilson was having none of it, so he appointed General John Pershing to lead what was called the American Punitive Expedition. Punitive, meaning that it was payback time, and the U.S. border would be protected. The Alabamians were mobilized as part of a force of over 100,000 troops. And I'll be honest with you, many of those men, they had no great education. They were often poor. They came from Alabama's farms and small towns. Many of them had never even been outside the county they lived in, and they were rowdy, and they were tough, and they had to learn discipline and be drilled on the skills of being a soldier. Some of them came from families of means, but many of them received their first ever paycheck as uniformed soldiers defending our southern border. But they did it, and they acquitted themselves well despite the slow efforts of the federal government getting supplies and arms to each of the units from the various states. The Alabamians guarded the border. Pancho Villa was turned back. The second war with Mexico never actually kicked off as some had feared it would. Instead of having to fight their way down to Mexico City, the records of that time indicate they settled into a rigorous training regimen in the western heat. They spent time patrolling the border on guard duty. They truly, though, became a spirited fighting force. And it's a good thing they did, because the men of the Alabama regiments and the other state National Guards that were there, they were formed into the 42nd Division, which became known as the Rainbow Division, and acquitted themselves well on the battlefields of France in World War I. They went straight from Mexico, the southern border with Mexico, to France. Now, Alabama has always answered the call. It's what we do. It's who we are. But I also can't help but notice the difference in tone from the White House 107 years ago versus now. I mean, when President Wilson perceived that the local border towns were threatened, he determined to take immediate and drastic action. He mobilized over 115,000 troops. He sent them down south at what he called maximum strength. He even named the action the American Punitive Expedition. Well before the days of real-time news and the level of infrastructure that we have today, the president at the time felt that even that remote region of America was a place of sovereignty. that there were American interests and, yes, American citizens who had to be preserved in good order, and somebody was going to pay a price for it. So fast forward to today. Our Vice President Kamala Harris was allegedly appointed to the border czar soon after taking office. There is zero evidence that she has taken that to heart. Her attack was first and really only to travel to South American countries, to assess why people were leaving there. Who cares why they're leaving there? The fact is, the problem is they are showing up here. President Biden declared an end to Title 42 while almost simultaneously reducing funding to the Customs and Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol union is calling for his head and pointing out that the evidence is clear that we are being overrun. It's not rocket science. It's not hard. Close the border, build a wall, upfund law enforcement, put displaced civilian camps on the Mexican side of the border, remove the carrot of asylum unless they first apply for it in other countries they've already passed through, and then tell the United Nations that you're going to cut their funding unless they start doing what they say they do in other places to care for refugees, and then tell Mexico they either shut it down on their side or they face sanctions, and then the coup de grace, put one Tomahawk missile into a fentanyl lab on the southern side of the border, and by God, you will see a change in tone. And the border crossings will slow to a trickle. I feel certain that Alabamians as a whole would support a plan like that. I mean, why? Because we've had a proven track record of taking action whenever action is needed. Alabama has been there for our border friends many times, and we will do it again. We respond ably as a state when our federal government actually has a plan and is willing to put it into action with maximum strength. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. I'm telling you, man, it's not rocket science. It's really not. It's not. I mean, close the border, modify the way you handle things and process people, build a wall, provide additional funding to law enforcement, not to the IRS, and put displaced civilian camps on the southern side of the border and tell people, you better stop it on that side of the border or you're not going to like the results when we start sanctioning your country. Period. I mean, it's where we are. Why should we face a crisis because someone else is not willing to do their part? All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Send the Alabamians, that's what I say. We'll be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. By the way, that Boomer, that monologue I just did a moment ago, I talked about the boys from Alabama going to the southern border, then to World War One.
Mm-hmm.
So the unit that I commanded in the Guard, I've talked about it before, was the 167th Infantry, which was part of that group that went to the southern border.
Really?
And I'm wearing my shirt today, by the way.
Oh.
My fourth Alabama shirt is on right now.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man.
Go to those text lines because it's
good Lord.
Slammed.
So this is where I say, you got a sound effect? Boomer, uh-oh. The text lines blew up. Thank you very much. We work so well together. All right, listen, lots of texts. You want to text in, you're welcome to it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. If you text in for the very first time, which there are new people every single day is what I'm noticing, and you want to join the hundreds of people that are in our text applications, then yeah, just text the word right side to 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And over there, very first time, you'll get a message back that says, hey, welcome you Right Side Ruffian, and tell us your first name, where you're from. We'll plug you in. John from Huntsville. Phil, did you hear that Elon Musk has already named somebody new CEO? I did indeed. But he also asked me, Phil, when Title 42 ended, it was like saying, come on over, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right. And that's exactly right. They're running down the aisles. Have you ever seen that movie World War Z, Bummer?
Yes, of course.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
By the way, the book World War Z was totally different than the movie.
Like, so I've heard. I haven't read it, but the completely different.
I'm not a huge science fiction, you know, reader, but that was an epic book. It was so cool. It was extremely. Yeah, I was like, that's the way. If there were really a zombie apocalypse, that's what would happen. I can see, anyway. But in the movie, do you see the scene where the zombies are just like they're fast zombies,
very fast.
By the way, fast zombies are the worst.
That would be terrible.
I'll take a slow zombie like, any day.
Give me
of the week.
Slow zombies any day.
Come on. But anyway, the fast zombies just piled up on each other. They climb the wall.
Oh, man. That was a big wall.
That was a freak show. Oh. All right. But anyway, that's what it feels like right now. Donna from Coleman, if you have the power to keep America buying drugs with no interference, even forcing American citizens to stand down and allow their transport across your ranch, sure, this is a marketable service, a very profitable way to sell America to the enemy. She's right. Jeff from Hazel Green, D.C. would burn to the ground if Liar Liar Pants on Fire took effect. Okay. Barry from Fultondale says, Phil, one of the things I'm worried about is all the disease they're bringing over. Well, that could be a thing. I believe they have medical screening, but that's when they see them. Raven from Russellville says, send the Alabamians. This old Alabamian stands ready and able. Some parts of me don't work so well anymore, but my index finger on my right hand still works fine.
Yep.
Raven is determined to shoot somebody. I see a new texture up there, bud. You want to grab that with the top of the string? Gray Falcon from Ardmore says, Phil, this is not going to be popular, but you and I both know the United States already has the technology to seal the southern border effectively now. Sealing the border is not going to be popular. It's going to be ugly. It's going to hurt some people's feelings. It's not going to be politically correct, but it will be a sovereign border, and we have the technology. I agree. I mean, the reality is he's right. We have the ability to put in sensors, drones, any number of other effects that could monitor and keep track, and at the same time building a physical barrier of a wall. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's really not. It's just a matter of will, and that's the problem. What do we got here? Jeff from Indiana already texted in. It's not a crisis. It's Biden's plan, and things are going swimmingly in the eyes and minds of Democrats who wish to destroy the United States as we know it now. You know, I'll be honest with you, Jeff. You cannot say this is not intentional. You're right. In fact, Charlene just texted in and said they don't want to stop it. JT, Lacey Springs, obviously nothing learned from history. Sanctions, way past due. I'm with you, man. Jim from Huntsville says, spot on, Senator. Thank you, sir. Got a brand new listener. Is that Bart from Maryland? Hello, Bart from Maryland. Glad you're in the string, bud.
And yeah.
We got Racing from Hawaii and Jeff from Indiana and Bart from Maryland.
I like it.
This is wow. Steve from Tennessee.
Yes.
We hadn't heard from Steve from Tennessee in a while. Roslyn from Harvest says, I have to disagree about the people on the southern border being displaced. They have chosen to be there. Okay. You know what? That is a reasonable point. Roslyn, or is it Roslyn or Rose Ellen? Maybe Rose Ellen. Anyway, the bottom line is, that's a great point. Displaced civilians mean they've been forced out of a spot. Oh, my gosh. She just nailed me on the terminology. I stand corrected. Nonetheless, they are transients. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, Justin Bogey, Alabama Policy Institute. We'll talk about Alabama's immigration laws that I helped to pass back in 2013. We'll be right back.